was always some sort of, not obstacles, but there was always a little something to make the next step. But, you know, today everything was, I felt everything was on, you know, on my side. But in the same time, I really tried to, you know, to play my game and just be as aggressive as I can possibly can and use my physicality.
Yannick Sinner, what do you expect from him and what would you ask to yourself?
I've been approaching every match the same way, so I think there's not going to be any difference whoever I play, whether it's Yannick or somebody else. I mean, yes, clearly he's been playing a good tennis, winning a lot of matches this year, lost him in the final in Miami. You know, great competitor, but so am I. And yeah, you enter into a very good place at the Grand Slam where I think we all want to be. So it's an exciting moment. It's a good occasion, and let's play it out.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Right, there, the gentle. The timing is perfect. We're about to have the first ball struck. We are still missing the part of our switchover commentary.
Yeah, we just heard it.
So, Sophie's arrived. You can pop some headsets. Where is? I don't know where they've all gone. There's one down this end.
Right here on the pineapple.
Oh yes, take. The of course, it's on the pineapple.
I don't think there was a sentence that I was about to say once in my life. You know,
Antoine, there's many things you've done
the
in the past 2 weeks
true.
That you
that's
never
true.
Thought you would do,
that's
say,
true.
Or eat.
That's
welcome
true.
To Radio Roland Garros.
Headset on a pineapple? Come
yeah.
on.
Did you say you sat on a pineapple? You didn't
I said headset.
Oh, right, yes. No.
I hope he didn't sit on the pineapple.
He has not.
Ouch.
He has not sat on the pineapple, people.
Ouch.
Grigor Dimitrov is serving because Yannick Sinner elected to receive. That would be uncomfortable. And the backhand is playing cross court and long.
Pretty good timing, eh?
Very good timing.
Love it.
We're just going to wait for your co-commentator, then Antoine and I will depart.
Yeah.
Simon, right?
To enjoy Simon, and we'll leave you to enjoy this.
Dimitrov looking good in this green polo, and Yannick Sinner in the clay kind of polo, you know, orange.
Yeah, sort of blending in then with the
exactly.
grey shorts and baseball cap and the ace out wide from the Bulgarian to move to 40 love. Easing his way through this first service game.
On How are you all feeling? How are you feeling, Gigi?
Yeah,
I mean, you've been
a little tired.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game, right?
Yeah. And you just knew last night's match was going to five sets
of course.
Before they even struck a ball. I think that was the thing.
Yeah.
Game point. So how are you, Sophie?
I had a lovely lunch with some very, very good friends. Sibyl Nyokshato, who now...
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you remember Sibyl.
Okay.
Yeah, who used to play on the tour. You know, friends, Nat Day and... Jean-Philippe Lustig, who is actually
nice.
In the boxing,
yeah.
you know, is like
journalist.
Probably one of the best boxing journalists.
Yeah.
And of course, Florent Schall. So all those friends,
wow,
yeah,
lovely.
With
That's
me.
Really
we had
lovely.
A very nice lunch and coming straight from there and
That's
very excited
Antoine's
about this
just
match.
Told us he can't join us for the team dinner on Thursday.
Why?
Well, I think
Why?
It's possibly Marcus
Pourquoi?
That's done it.
Yeah.
Pourquoi?
Because I
what
can't...
What could be better
than
our dinner?
I that's can't
what
trust,
well, that's
I
what
can't
I
trust
know.
Him anymore.
No, well, what could be better? Come on, you have to come up with a very good excuse. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
first
I'm
year?
I'm sorry.
Rookie?
That's true.
Not showing up
Maybe
for the dinner?
Maybe that's a rookie mistake.
It is?
What I'm doing.
You might never come back.
Let me. I'm going to check my schedule. Back.
Again? Ah, see, now he's rethinking.
Because you're threatening me.
I set Sophie on you. That's
I'm
all
just,
I did.
I'm just telling you.
I'm getting,
you, got, you have to come
I'm
up
getting
with a
harassed
really good
by
excuse.
The whole team now. On the foot part by Marcus, you know, on the mental part by Sophie.
FYI, you willingly ate that sandwich.
I've yet to hear
yeah.
any excuse yet.
No.
He's not coming up with one because he doesn't have one.
I do have one.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Hello. We're listening.
It's on the private life side.
Oh, sounds intriguing. That's like private life.
It's not even.
Wait, that's like Djokovic's Pandora's box. Can we open it now?
Oh boy, wow. This is going to be tough for you because you know all our listeners are going to start sending
emails. Literally. What's he doing? What is Antoine doing in his private life?
Doing
on a Thursday night?
So much more important
than going to the Radio Roland Garros. It's a lot of fun.
Seriously,
the stories that are told at our dinner. Honestly, Antoine.
Good luck, Antoine.
Wow.
Bonne chance.
Right, Yannick Sinner, meanwhile, has won the first point of his service game. Simon's waiting for the lift. It's a very slow lift. He should have taken the stairs. I'm slightly wondering why he didn't run up the stairs. We've done the stairs in times. But no, we can leave as the... Oh, the cute little volley. Here comes Dimitrov. Oh, no way!
Amazing condition.
Stunning get for the Bulgarian, Grigor Dimitrov. Absolutely outstanding. A little game of cat and mouse around the net.
Are you
all
kidding
over the
me?
Court.
I mean, look at that. I mean, can you believe that just the feel of the ball from both players, the speed on the court from the veteran... Touch from Sinner.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Simon has joined us. The busiest our commentary box has been.
Bravo.
Your job is to find out the reason why Antoine can't come to our dinner on Thursday night.
It's everybody's jobs, actually.
Apparently it's private. But
yeah, we can't figure it out.
Is he going to the media party instead?
No.
Well, there's no media
I'm not.
Party.
There is a media party. It's in the hotel
Sophie
in the
hasn't
monitor.
Been invited.
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on.
It's in the hotel monitor. It's pretty cool.
I'm not. That's not why.
And
no,
again,
it's on the private side. And have you
getting
you
married?
Know, you have to start somewhere.
On a Thursday night.
Are you getting married?
No, I'm not.
And we're not
Thursdays.
Invited.
It's cheaper on Thursdays.
We're on the sort of B list. We'll get to the drinks later on.
Right. Oh, we'll get to the end of this.
We've ruled out that Antoine is not going to the media party and he's not getting married.
He didn't say no.
So again. What could be so important that you're not coming to the
It's a very
good you didn't come last year, Sophie.
Yeah, but that's different. So I was working. Yeah.
You were speeding around on your
You scooted past us,
I had a
Vespa.
No, that was not the year of the Vespa. Okay. It was 2 years ago. But the Vespa didn't get used very much 2 years ago because I was stuck at home with COVID.
Yeah, good point.
Ouch.
Right, 30-15. Antoine's lucky standing up. He's had enough.
He's like,
I need to get out of here.
But you know what? I think Antoine and I are together on the first semi on Friday, so I can find out what went wrong.
How it went.
We don't know what it is, but we'll find out how whatever it was went. And we hope it was worth it, Antoine. Through the middle of the court, the off forehand from Sinner is skewed, and we will slide out. Sophie and Simon will slide in.
Au revoir.
And enjoy what I think is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much, Gigi.
Have fun,
thank
guys.
You, Antoine.
Thank you, Antoine.
Enjoy your first date on Thursday. I presume that's what it is.
First date? No, if it's a first date, that's really bad timing. I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it could be really important.
But in the middle of the Roland Garros, you don't do this.
Well, you know, whenever it comes, you've got to go with it.
Anyway, I'll find out.
How are you,
Sophie? I'm going to find out. I'm great. How are you, Simon?
I've been to your tennis club this morning.
Yes, I saw that. You went to the tennis club of Paris, TCP.
Antoine's club.
Infamous.
Yeah.
I love that club. Listen, they embraced me. We won so many team tennis championships there. You saw me
on the
wall,
didn't
you? Your
name is on the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, I did. We pointed it out, made sure Courtney took a picture.
Yeah, we won, I think, 4 years in a row in the French nationals, you know, team championships. But, these were the days.
Drop shot winner from... Yannick Sinner. Yeah, Antoine's name was on the board too. I think, I can't remember what year he was.
Yeah, you get lucky.
There are some pretty good players at that club.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm told Patrick McEnroe was there coaching this morning. Interestingly, having a little coaching session with some club players.
What club players?
Patrick McEnroe, drop-in little coaching session. A little four players, probably been invited by the club to do
interesting.
It.
Oh, interesting.
Sinner holds. One game apiece. A nice drop shot and then finished off with a forehand. And a little bit of a breeze today.
Yeah, there is a little, well, which is good because it's getting a little warmer. So everybody's kind of, feeling a little bit warmer, but at least
only
the breeze is helping.
Having looked at the weather forecast, only for one day. It's getting cooler again.
Really?
I mean, it's not going to be cold or anything, but it's not going to... It's not
as long as there's no rain, it's fine. Well, now they're fine anyway because we're going to play most of the matches on... Philippe Chatrier, anyway.
Yep, all of the singles matches from now on. Dimitrov, dressed in his green shirt with white stripes, serves to Sinner's forehand, and Sinner starts banging the ball from baseline to baseline, and Dimitrov goes long.
So I did commentate the Sinner-Mute match, which Sinner lost the first set 6-2. Did you do that one too?
No, okay. I watched it.
I tell you what, the first set of Mute was the most spectacular thing I've seen in a long time. Just the way that he was able to handle the ball, the drop shots, the everything from the baseline. And really, Sinner was pretty much lost at one point.
But I was a friend of mine who's a member at TCP this morning.
Yeah, which, by the way, Mute is one of the kids from the TCP, Tennis Club of Paris.
And somebody connected with him said that Mute, you know, we know that Mute would have preferred to play on Simon Mathieu, a smaller court with more, you know, where he's closer to his team and closer to the people are really close to the court, maybe even a Suzanne Longland. He actually said in the second set he couldn't hear his box because they were so far away, because they're much further away than they are on Mathieu or in Suzanne Longland, and he found that difficult, so he couldn't respond to what they were trying to say. And he said, he sort of said that was why he wasn't able to hit back as Sinner fought back as well. I mean, it's a good excuse. But it was fun for a set and a bit, wasn't
Listen,
it?
Listen, a set and, I mean, when he actually broke Tsitsipas in the second set, first game of the second set, but then he just couldn't. You know, you have to play three sets like this. It's virtually impossible, and that's exactly what showed.
Grigor Dimitrov serving 1-1, 30-15. Dimitrov having a real renaissance to his career in the last year or so.
Renaissance is a very good one.
He's had a great year, and this is his first quarterfinal at Roland Garros. This means a lot to him, and he's playing some lovely tennis. And he's trying to take it to Jannik Sinner, back it up the line from Dimitrov. Sinner quickly across to his forehand, whips it into the backhand corner of Dimitrov, and you know that Sinner is going to be peppering that backhand of Dimitrov. As good a backhand as it is, it's a lot of work to hit that again and again and again.
Yeah, and a lot of pressure, especially when you're pushed. And if you're slightly late on the one-handed backhand, yeah, timing is everything. And the only way to get there with a one-handed is to have really good footwork and get set to hit that beautiful one-hander.
30-all, one game all, blue skies and a few clouds above. Nice conditions for playing tennis. Good serve from Dimitrov. Pulls Sinner out of court. Goes inside out with a forehand. Sinner's so quick to get there. And Dimitrov misses the backhand volley. By his standards, that's a poor volley wide. And it's an early breakpoint chance for Sinner.
Yeah, you can't afford to make those kind of mistakes against Sinner. Which, in essence, when you think about what Sinner did, obviously not playing in Rome because of the injury that he sustained in the hip and decided not to go in front of his crowd. That was heartbreaking for him after Madrid. I mean, it was the right decision for sure to be able to be fit to this tournament.
We'll go number one in the world for the first time if he gets to the final here, Sinner. No matter what Djokovic does, second serve of Dimitrov is just clearing the net. Good forehand inside out from the Bulgarian. He's in his backhand corner hitting inside out forehand, and Sinner misses with his backhand, goes
long. Yeah, it's a bad miss. Very bad miss from the racket of Sinner. He wasn't pushed. Very interesting in the interview after his match against Mute, he was asked, what's the tension you use? And at first he said, well, that's a secret. And then he said, no.
That's not really.
That's fine. 28 kilos. And I thought that was really high.
Yeah.
Because that's really tight. Most of the players are like 21 on cross and 23, maybe 22 on the main.
Big serve down the tee from Dimitrov. Chopped back on the backhand by Sinner. And then he attacks with the next one. Slice from Dimitrov. Sits up for Sinner to hit on the forehand. Dimitrov gets there. A little bit of scramble from Sinner. And eventually he hits a good forehand, and Dimitrov can't do anything with the backhand. Yeah, 28 kilos. Well, it's 2.2 pounds to a kilo. So in my world, we're talking something like 60 pounds, which is quite high, or over 60 even.
Yeah, it's quite high.
Slightly higher than Adrian Mannarino.
Yeah, just for people who also got Mannarino is like, at 12 kilos, whatever?
11 or 12, kilos.
Yeah, I mean, for you to understand, it's just like the trampoline effect. The tighter the strings are, the less you can have the ball bouncing out of the string, just like if you're on a trampoline. The tighter the trampoline, the less height you're going to get.
And the more control you have with tight strings. But it does, it puts more wear and tear on the arms and the body, does it, when you have tight strings. But Sinner's a young man, and so far so good as he manoeuvres Dimitrov around the baseline looking to get this early break. Good depth from Sinner. Now he unloads on a forehand. Dimitrov gets across to it on the forehand side well. Now he plays sliced as the Bulgarian. It's into the net. And an early breaker serve from Jannik Sinner. Perfect start for the Italian.
One thing I loved about Sinner is even though he was down a set, and he felt like he was at loss against Colin Tamuti, the calmness of Sinner is really amazing. He's just so calm, and he's thinking constantly. The tactical game that he's using the court and geometry of the court so well. And for, you know, he's a young man. And considering, like, he doesn't have as much experience as everybody else out there, I thought that was remarkable.
I guess, I mean, you can tell me, I guess that comes with confidence, what he's done over the last year or so.
Yeah, definitely confidence. Winning, obviously, the Australian Open is his first major. But, you know, even then, you've been in some situation, but it's not for a long time, and he's showing such poise.
Well, you know what, I mean, you think about Australia, he came from two sets down to win the final. Didn't panic.
True. No, not at all.
But I think
just kept at it.
There isn't much panic in Yannick Sinner. You look at him, he's so unflappable. He's a very calm, easygoing guy.
Yeah, I mean, in his day-to-day life, I mean, outside the court, you're right, he's a very calm, calm cucumber.
Yeah. You know,
nothing
phenomenal
really
mover.
Him.
No, he just seems to have the perfect temperament. I think when we first saw him come through here, and he played Nadal in that quarterfinal,
that
you know, we knew that this guy looked like he belonged there, but he wasn't overawed by the occasion at all. Richard says, "Poor Antoine. After the various assaults on his physical and mental health the past few days," I think you're talking about the sandwich, aren't you? "I doubt Antoine will come back next year. He'll probably be spending the time of your team dinner writing his letter of resignation."
That's a funny one.
No, he's got to come back. Antoine's great. He's loving it. So, the court bathed in sunshine as Dimitrov finds the net with his first forehand on the first point of the fourth game. And it's hard, I think, to see Dimitrov putting holes in Sinner today.
Well, I mean, the only way he's going to do that is by coming in, I think, using the drop shot also, and maybe closing in after the drop shot, for that matter, to try to hit a volley behind it when Sinner gets to it.
The drop shot, such a great shot on clay in particular.
Yeah.
Being used again a lot this year.
Yeah, we'd be interested to find out how many drops have been hit across the 3 weeks, including qualification rounds.
Wow, yeah. Someone's got a lot of counting to do.
I think actually you might be able to get that at least for the last 2 weeks because of...
You can get the number of drop shot winners hit in a match.
Yeah.
So you'd have to add all that up. And interestingly, I was just working on a piece about Sabalenka because she's using the drop shot a lot.
Oh, she's using it since Rome.
Exactly.
Believe
and Madrid as well, in the Madrid final.
But Rome mostly.
Yeah. And that's so she's hit 15 drop shot winners in four matches compared to one of Iga Świątek, who doesn't seem to need to use it.
No, she doesn't need to. That's the thing. Well, great volley and great close-up on the center side here. Really in control right now. Sinner serving at 2-1. Just got the break, trying to consolidate. And up 30-15 here.
Yeah, we talk about Dimitrov moving forward. Sinner has no trouble moving forward either. And that's something he did a lot in Australia. Helps him a lot. Wind rippling his red shirt. The shirt not dissimilar colour to the clay. Slightly darker. Slightly brighter. Serving at 30-15. 2-1. Blue cap to accompany his blue shorts. Forehand from Sinner is heavy, and Dimitrov is already on the run, and he overhits the forehand as a result.
Well, a huge difference is the positioning, really, of Sinner versus Dimitrov. Dimitrov is about, I would say, about 2 meters behind the baseline, while Sinner, right after the serve, is just gaining back, you know, the court right on top of the baseline. That's what he's trying to do, just being very aggressive, the Italian.
Couple of game points for Sinner. Bangs a serve down the tee. It's well blocked back on the backhand side by Dimitrov, who then almost finds the baseline with the backhand, but it goes long, and it's Sinner 3-1. Look at their head-to-head record. They played four times. Sinner leads 3-1, but the first time they played was actually on clay in Rome in 2020 when Dimitrov won in three.
Yep.
But that was 4 years ago. That was really before Sinner became Sinner.
I agree.
And the last three meetings...
And Dimitrov was Dimitrov already.
He was. And Dimitrov definitely having a good year.
Oh, he's having a fabulous year.
Yeah, he's back in the top 10.
Like you mentioned, the renaissance.
Yeah, back
rebirth,
in the top. Back
right
in the
there.
Top 10.
It's phenomenal.
Just great to see him in the quarterfinals for the first time. And he said, you know, the key to him being here and doing this is he's been healthy.
Right.
For a year, he's had no issues, and he's just kept on working hard off the court. He's got a nice coaching team set up with Jamie Delgado and Danny Valverde. And they
solid.
They're nice and easy and laid back and easy going too, just a little bit like Dimitrov. And I think they've bounced off each other very well. But as I said, it's going to be tough today.
Did you by any chance cover the or catch Dimitrov?
I did.
What's going on with the whole change of chair umpire from
Horkash? I have no
idea.
Horkash was in a very funny mood all the way through that match. He was playing a very strange style of play for him, just pushing the ball around. And then he halfway through the second set, he started waving his hands to his team like, I don't want to play anymore, that's over. And then that thing with the umpire, where it's 6-5.
What happened? You think she made a mistake?
We didn't even see it. He just had enough. He just watched it. It was like people were putting on social media, he's unionizing the situation. Right, let's get her out. And poor Grigor, I mean, he said to Dimitrov,
I'll do whatever you want, man. And he's like, what? I don't think that there's, he was not even aware of it.
Yeah.
That was out of the blue.
It was very odd.
Who was on the chair again?
I can't remember, but it was very odd for
Horkash.
Oh, it was
the Brit. What's her name?
Nice
very good umpire,
shot from
very good umpire. I can't remember.
Dimitrov already looking at his team, wondering what he can do. He came in off a decent approach there, but he just got slapped with the forehand pass from miles behind the baseline from Sinner.
Yeah, and now triple break point here for a double break in this match for Sinner.
You'd think he'd want to use his slice, his variety, Dimitrov, but it's so tough against someone like Sinner, who's just on his game. Forehand inside in from Dimitrov is good, though, and he puts the next one away. 15-40.
He hasn't been getting anything really to enjoy, like mid-court, like the last one that came to him, and he had plenty of time to really hurt Sinner with the winner inside-out forehand. But, in all, I tell you, Sinner really reacts very well with the slice, because I saw Mute hit probably 68 to 60% of slice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Sinner is low. He's accelerating the racket head at impact as there is another breakpoint here, opportunity for Sinner, not troubled by it.
15-40, Sinner waits on the baseline, moving forward to return on the backhand, straight back down the middle to Dimitrov. It's good backhand of his own, and Sinner nets the backhand.
And that was a great approach shot, I mean, considering, Sinner with the backhand cross-court, really pushing Sinner off the court, not able to even put the ball back in for Dimitrov to try and hit a volley, so two break points saved here from Love 40 to 30-40 for Dimitrov. This is a pretty big game for him if he was able to get out of this hole.
Yeah, needs a good point here. First serve is just long. And he had power, but just overhit. Serving pretty big, Dimitrov. 208. Him, that's pretty big. Second serve to the backhand of Sinner, who turns straight down the middle. Dimitrov trying to be aggressive with his forehand. Goes inside, out, as Sinner rallies on the backhand side. Then he's across the forehand, and he gets great depth with the forehand that Dimitrov has to wait for. Wasn't sure if it was going in. It is. It's a good slice from Dimitrov. There's the drop shot from Sinner. Dimitrov gets there. He's at the net. Sinner goes down the line, but in the net.
And that's how he's going to be able to do any kind of damage, Dimitrov, is by coming in. But it's easier said than done, for sure.
Yeah, look
for
how
Dimitrov.
Hard he had to work.
He's going to have to work very hard to be able to come forward. I would think that, especially trying to come down the line on the approach shots to make sure that he's covering the line and his way of, mirroring the line. That's how you come in to the net when you approach down the line to cover the down the line pass or cross court. Very important, instead of coming in cross court.
Love 40 back to juice. Good serve from Dimitrov. Full stretch return from Sinner, and then he overhits the forehand.
Yeah, and that's key for him, really. I mean, I often talk about the mirroring aspect of coming into the net, especially on clay that is slower, you have more time. You need to mirror your approach shot. So if you come from a cross-court position diagonally, it takes you a lot longer because you have to mirror down the line now. Your body language has to be so quick to cover both sides. So really coming down the line is much easier to get set for the next point.
Kick serve from Dimitrov on game point, and then he nets a backhand.
That hurts.
Astrid's got in touch saying, is Alison Hughes the umpire you were thinking of?
Yes,
Sophie.
Yes, I think
for
it
the
was.
Dimitrov,
thank
Horkash.
You. Thank you very much. Who was that, Astrid?
Astrid,
thank you, Astrid.
She was.
That
Alison
was Hughes.
Alison
Hughes.
Yes. Been used as everybody else.
But she's such a great umpire.
Very experienced umpire.
Very experienced. So, anyway, very strange. When was the last time we saw a chair umpire removed anyway?
About 1978.
Yeah.
Forehand return from Sinner. Dimitrov stands his ground and Oh, and then he gets his feet all wrong as the wind creates a bit of havoc with the Sinner ground stroke and puts it in the net, and it's another break point.
That's the third one here in this game for Sinner. And when it's windy, there's only one thing to focus on. Move your feet constantly until the last millisecond, because that wind could take the ball anywhere.
That's why Rafael Nadal was so good on this surface. Just one of the reasons.
Yes.
First serve from Dimitrov hits the top of the net and lands over the baseline, well over the baseline. It's the tightest net ever here this year.
I know.
Second serve, Dimitrov, to backhand of Sinner, returns with height and not much on it, but Dimitrov tries to slap a win across court and instead puts it in the net. There's a double break of serve for Jannik Sinner and the Italian firmly in command.
I'm afraid to say that I don't think this is going to be a very long match, especially if Dimitrov is not able to come forward and get more points that way. And if he has a way that to put his racket on the ball and making that kind of mistakes, the backhand, first of all, at deuce, and then this one here, which is really, you're not pushed. You can't give away points against somebody like Sinner.
No, it's going to be a recipe for disaster if that's the case. Manny's been in touch saying, what would happen if someone gave Sabalenka Manarino's racket tension?
That's what would happen.
I think the ball would be still flying as we speak.
I think the ball will be going very far. That's a very good and funny goal here.
Jonathan says, Simon, drop shots are equally good on grass because the ball dies even more than it does on clay. However, they tend to be hard to hit since the ball's coming onto the racket faster from your opponent. And on the modern grass court, the ball bounces higher. Brilliant early season grass shot. The grass is all more lush near the net. And then falls on grass don't hurt. Unfortunately, no grass courts where I live in Switzerland, he says. Well, I mean, it is a good shot, but on clay you've got time. And once you've got on clay, you often get your opponent out of position when they're off balance. You've got the time to play it.
Yeah, but it's very different. The grass has changed. I mean, when I used to play on grass and at Wimbledon, as well as in Kuyong, when I used to play in Australia before they went to the hard surface, the ball really died. And the drop shot, especially the volley drop shot, was very used. Even the drop shot was very used. I used it constantly because the ball really died. You had absolutely no chance to get it. Here, it's bouncing much higher. They tried to actually change things for, South American and all players on clay to come to Wimbledon, to come to Australia at the time that it was on grass. And I think they went overboard, to tell you the truth, because then all of a sudden, I mean, you look at it, you see Wimbledon, what all you see is that all the back of the court is completely gone by, fourth or fifth day, and, the area, the net is pretty much prevailing with some grass. It used to be the total opposite.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that they can't find a happy medium. That would be great.
It is a real shame.
Because we need more volleyer.
It was
so much more exciting.
Well, you want contrast, don't you? You need contrast and you need to use all the skills.
Come on, when Boris Becker used to just dive on the grass, it was exceptional.
Yeah, and McEnroe playing and all the rest of Navratilova, etc.
Yeah, I agree.
Grass is meant to be served volleyed on, if you ask me.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
When they changed it in 2002... Hewitt and Nalbandian reached the final of the men's singles. The only time they shook hands was when they shook hands was the only time they went to the net. 30 love, Sinner, 4-1.
They used to say that about women's tennis, which really got me so irate because I was a server volley. I'm like,
But definitely not true then, is it?
Not anymore, though.
No. Astrid says, I'll come to that in a minute. She's talking about drop shots. Sinner serves at 30 love. Second serve, he just waits as the wind picks up. Not quite ready to go. Resets. He serves down the middle to Dimitrov's backhand. And Dimitrov totally wrong-footed by the forehand from Sinner. It's 40 love.
He's not hurting Sinner at all right now. With nothing. With anything, should I say.
Sinner's got a good kick serve, hasn't he? It does get up high.
Yeah, but when you think of it, don't you think that you want maybe to use the slice on the return and cut that off before it kicks to your shoulder? He's got a great size, Dimitrov. Put the ball down on the feet of Jannik Sinner.
3 game points, Jannik Sinner. Serves down the tee. Good stretch on the forehand from Dimitrov, but he's nowhere as the next forehand flies again into the open court. And Jannik Sinner, making a very fast start, leads 5-1. Yeah, so Astrid says, going back to your article, Simon, RE Sabalenka's drop shots, have you noticed the ball flight that she hits on the drop shots? In particular in Rome, the ball was almost a flat shot and just dropped consistently. It was amazing to watch. Yeah, she played them brilliantly. I mean, I think what makes her drop shots so successful for her is that you just don't expect it because she's got so much power and she's always pushing the players back. So,
and she hasn't used it as much. So yeah. Players have not used to be, you know, closer to the line when she's hitting and really bombarding from the baseline.
Sinner looking to close out this set by breaking again, and he starts with a phenomenal backhand up the line for a winner. And the Dimitrov serve, off 15. Richard thinks umpires and lines people should be able to ask for players to be removed sometimes, the way they behave.
I agree. I almost actually mentioned that. A lot of players should be removed before we can think about removing any umpires. Right.
Red Sox thinks that Antoine may not actually be capable of writing his resignation letter. He may be currently seeing 3 psychologists and 2 psychiatrists
week's
constant abuse.
He can't take it.
He's been loving it. He's been having as much fun at our expense as we have at his. 15-all. Dimitrov looking to close the gap a little in this first set. Serve down the tee. Good serve. Gets a free point, a rare free point. The wind is really ripping around Court Philippe Chatrier. The sand is being blown all over the place. By the end of this match, if the wind picks up as it is, there won't be any sand left. 30-15. Blue shorts, green shirt, white cap. It's the forehand, right to the forehand of Jannik Sinner, who bends low to hit a backhand, but it goes long.
Mm-hmm. Unusual unforced serve from the racket of the Italian.
It's hard when it is windy. Is it harder for someone like Dimitrov, who has a lot of choice of shot with his slice, with his drop, you know, with his angles and things, than it is for someone with Sinner, who plays more sort of percentage-ish tennis?
I think it's harder no matter what when you have a lot of shot in your bag of tricks. Yeah. Ask Ange Jabeur.
Exactly, yeah. We played pretty well today.
Yeah.
But lost in 3 to Coco Gauff as Dimitrov serves to the forehand of Sinner, whose passing shot catches the tape and just drops over. And oh, Dimitrov got there somehow because it was really short, and then just played it on the angle and the ball found the top of the net.
Yeah, that was really bad luck for Dimitrov because he did the right thing. He was closing in, he was coming in, he was going to have probably a winner of that volley if that really tape didn't go the way of Sinner. That was kind of a pickleball play here. By the way, pickleball, 4 last day here playing on court 5, 3 courts.
Really?
I'm emceeing. Yeah, you should stop by. Yeah.
Are you a pickleball fan?
I am a huge pickleball fan. Both should be living together in harmony. Tennis, pickleball, paddle, whatever you call it, paddle.
Yeah,
all racket sports.
Older serve for Grigor Dimitrov.
Yeah, he needed that.
It's 5-2, Sinner.
Yeah, Sinner.
Can't say I'm
here.
A pickleball fan, but
have
I
you
like
played?
Paddle. I've seen it play.
Have you played?
No.
Okay, try. Come.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, pickleball saved my life.
Really?
Yeah, because
sounds like a good title for a book.
Yeah, maybe. I have a very bad back and I can't torque.
Yeah.
And it's all linear. It's either sideways or forward. Mm-hmm. They're very little because you serve underarm. And I am actually getting the same exact feel than when I was practicing tennis.
Really?
Playing tennis when I play really in a competition, which I can't do very often because of the back. But I'm feeling the exact same feel. It is absolutely grand. Mm. A friend of mine actually used to be number 1 in France and played, you know, was in top 40 on the debut tour. Natalie, at the time, Herman, mm-hmm. and now Bagby. She's number 1 and 2 every other week, depending of...
Wow.
Our partner, Beth Bellamy now, on the 50+, actually another complete other life and on the tour, playing tournaments,
good. Endorsed
by paddles, actually earning money. It's a second career. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It is
Pickleball is big in the US, isn't it?
It is, but it's getting bigger here.
Is it like a social event as well?
It's social, it's fun. You can put 4 courts on 1 tennis court, so 16 people instead of 4 having a blast. It's fabulous. It's different.
5-2, Jannik Sinner trying to close out the set on his serve this time as Dimitrov just blocks back the first serve on a forehand. He's at full stretch on the next one. Sinner moves back to hit his forehand. Hits it with hard, with a lot of spin to the backhand of Dimitrov, who does well to control it, but then he just leans into a slice and it drifts long.
Just one last point. My first love is tennis, FYI.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it goes without saying, of course. Sinner just taking 3 balls, gives one back to the ball kids. bangs his shoes with his racket. You do that to get rid of the clay. I think a lot of players just do it as a matter of routine.
Yeah, it's routine.
It's part of their warm-up for their serve. Body serve from Sinner, and the return drifts long.
But he did try to go with a slice, though.
Oh, the wind is tough, isn't it? You can see.
Yeah, it's the shirt of Dimitrov. It's just like almost like a kite.
Yeah, that ball really moved in the air off the Dimitrov return. Sinner so far able to control it better. 5-2, 30 love. So on the angle, Dimitrov out of position. He gets wrong-footed. He does well to even get a racket on the next ball. He's not coming back. And it's three set points to the Italian.
It's just so strong from Sinner. And I think really playing also during the day in some way, shape, or form, that ball is really flying much quicker through the air. Yeah, on every department, really, including the serve.
Fascinating to see Nadal, if the weather had been like this, how he might have done.
Yeah, he would have had to go through the first week with really bad weather.
That's
very
true.
Very difficult conditions for his game.
Three set points, Jannik Sinner. Oh, thunders a serve down the middle. 209, just long.
Was Nadal and Federer just on vacation on their boat right after? Was that after
I'm
or
not sure.
before?
They were in the mountains for
no,
a promo
that was
thing
then.
Beforehand.
But then I saw a picture. I think they were on the boat having
possibly,
some fun.
Possibly. Serve from Sinner. Drop shot from the Italian.
That's wide.
Oh, it would have been a winner, but it just slightly drifted on the wind into the tram lines.
I guess 40 love, why not?
Well, he was in a good position to play it.
True.
Inside the baseline. Dimitrov right at the back of the court, not expecting it. Happy to see it drift wide. Lots of doubles going on. We'll give you an update on what's happening around the grounds at the end of this set. As the sun dips behind a cloud. Sinner misses the first serve. Man in the front row on the side tries to grab the ball as it cannons off the hoarding. Misses. Second serve. Big kick serve from Jannik Sinner. The backhand return goes in the net from Dimitrov. And that's the set to the Australian Open champion. After 35 minutes of one-way traffic on court, Philippe Chatrier, Sinner leads 6-2. Plenty of doubles. Who's up? Who's out there?
Well, if you have a chance that you haven't seen and you didn't have tickets earlier on the Philippe Chatrier and you want to see Coco Gauff, run to the court, Suzanne Lenglen, if you have tickets there. I think, I don't know, is the entry actually open for Suzanne Lenglen on these days now that there's...
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
it is. That's a good
question. Maybe. I think it's open, yeah. Stefan is... he's saying
to,
that he thinks so,
to grounds pass holders.
Yeah, because Coco Gauff is playing with a partner of this week, Katarina Siniaková from the Czech Republic, who knows a thing or two about doubles, winning here with Krejčíková, of course, and having many, many, many doubles titles. She's playing against Shibahara from Japan and Wang Shiyu from China. And they are up 3-1, Coco Gauff, Siniaková, with the break. And then we have Fernandez, Leila Fernandez from Canada, that a lot of people know as well, finalist at the US Open, of course, when she lost to qualifier Raducanu. So she's on court, Simon Mathieu with Ratliff from the Kiwi in New Zealand. They up 3-2 in the second, lost 6-1 in the first against Kostyuk and Roos.
Good to see Leila Fernandez playing doubles.
Yeah,
she's a good doubles player.
Definitely, you know, I keep saying it, and I don't understand why. I mean, a lot of players don't play doubles. It makes no sense. I mean, I understand, you know, on the men's side here, 3 out of 5, you know, that can really put a little bit of a toll on you, definitely. But I think there's not one woman out there who should not play doubles. It doesn't matter what level you are. It's going to help you to get to the level of if you're going to be in the top 5 and the potential winning major, just getting the experience of being in that situation, if you get to a final of a major in doubles, will definitely linger into the experience and getting into maybe a final of a major. It is so key for me. So all coaches out there, make your players play doubles from day one.
Zach says, did you say you can fit 16 people on a court in a pickleball match?
You can fit 16 people on one tennis court. because you can put four pickleball courts on the tennis court because it's the exact same dimension as a badminton court. So meanwhile, instead of having four people at maximum playing on the tennis court, you can have 16.
There you go. Right, we're underway in the second set. Work to be done for Grigor Dimitrov if he's to get back into this match in his first ever Roland Garros quarterfinal. One thing to note, Sophie, is that looking back in history, it's often the case that when you look at what happens to players at Wimbledon, the ones who have done really well, they've often, and when it's come out of the blue a little bit, they've often done well in Roland Garros before.
Well, yeah, many reasons for that.
And the reasons are, you played so much tennis.
Yeah, the main reason is that your cardio, you're so fit when you come out of the clay because you've been playing for at least 3 weeks, most of the players, not more. And the clay demand is longer rallies, so your cardio, you're so much more fit. And on the grass, it's shorter, so you feel like, oh, wow, this is easy. The only thing is, I have to say that your derriere hurts, your buttocks muscles hurt quite a bit when you go to grass because you have to be so low on the ball.
And your Achilles. Yeah,
but I remember, like, oh, my goodness, I remember getting massages, and I'm like, oh.
Dimitrov serving at 15-all in this opening game in the second set. Nice slice, a short slice from Sinner that pulls Dimitrov all over the court, and then he whacks a forehand with too much power for Dimitrov to handle. And
so big.
Right now, Jannik Sinner is too hot for Grigor Dimitrov to handle.
Yeah, it's just hitting a ball big, a lot of power, a lot of depth, which really is putting Dimitrov in complete defense constantly. Barely get to the last ball. It is 15-30.
I need to think that it's actually Sinner's second quarterfinal here. First one was back in 2020. And he lost to Nadal as Dimitrov aces. It's his second ace to get to 30.
How lucky is it for Sinner to come after Nadal? He's pretty much almost done playing. Yep. And anybody out there who is like in the top five players in the world, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm dodging the bullet with like the Djokovic, Federer's, and Nadal era.
Whereas poor old Grigor has been right in the middle of it all.
That's true.
He's made quite a few Grand Slam semi-finals, never made a final, was very close in Australia when he had match point on Nadal. Plays a drop shot, does Dimitrov, it's got too much air on it, and Sinner gets there and rolls it cross court. He's got a break point chance in his first game of the second set.
And I'm thinking always because of the clay and because what a warrior this guy was, David Ferrer.
Yeah.
And I mean, how many major would he have won on clay if it wasn't for those three right there?
Yep.
Poor guy, he was so good on clay.
And there's so many ifs, aren't there? Maybe France would have had a men's champion.
Well, let's not push it. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's been a long time since Yannick Noah won here, 1983. Noah, the new Laver Cup European captain. A Sinner blasts a forehand return. Dimitrov doesn't even move. Looked like he might have been able to get somewhere near that, but didn't. And it's an early break for Sinner. And he is just in command here.
Yannick Noah, speaking of, I don't know if you heard, but played in an exhibition soccer football match about, 3 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Right before the French, and unfortunately sustained a really, really awful injury.
Oh, no.
So I say hi to Yannick Noah. Worse than that, he actually blew and completely his hamstring. Ooh. To the point where they had to get operated on, and I think he's got 2 months where he can't move at all.
Oh.
So you can only imagine Yannick not moving. Had to cancel all his singing tour. He's a captain of Wiltshire here at the French Tennis Federation, so he's supposed to take care of all of them and watch all the matches here and then go all the way to the Olympics. I mean, it's just awful, so I wish him a speedy recovery for sure.
All the best, Yannick, as you get back to full health. Great to see you doing Laver Cup captain. That's a masterstroke. Think anyone's expected that.
No. Well, did they expect Agassi?
No, probably not. It's a bit. Noah's not really been around tennis as much as Agassi has. At least Agassi's been out there coaching a bit, occasionally coming in and around. But
he's playing more pickleball these days, just so you know. Yeah. Do you know that, right? No, he's playing not only because of the amount of money they get paid, but also because he's playing. He's playing a lot in Vegas. He's loving it.
But he's quite good.
Jack Sock is very good at pickleball. It's like getting better and better.
Lizzie's got a question as we look. What was that? Was that me?
That was my bottle.
Oh,
sorry.
Oops.
My water bottle.
So I just kicked a hole in the window. The
something like it.
Some of the when you look at the player boxes, they're often full. A lot of people there. Lizzie says, do people on the tour have to pay for seats? I.e. eager watching Nadal or coaches scouting for next matches. So if you'll give the answer to that in a minute.
Yeah.
The sinner serves at love 15, having broken the Dimitrov serve. Again, he waits as the wind flicks his shirt around. It was a body serve. It looked like that was going to be long.
Well, actually, the players, you know, are allowed to a certain amount of passes, player badge, player guests, player coaches passes throughout the whole 2 weeks and throughout the tournament in regular tournaments. They also have guest passes. There is a certain amount. Obviously, when you're a seeded player on number one, you get more than the others because, well, you earned it. And then if you need really more, I'm sure that some of the players will not have any problem if they were not being able to to get some, but most of them are getting pretty much all of them for free.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And the other players, think about the other players, though. That's more difficult. The one that only have one coach and one maybe trainer allowed, those are the ones who are hurting. And but, you know, yeah, it's
just have to win more matches, don't they?
What?
They have to win more matches, get higher ranks. Simple as that. 30-15, Sinner serves.
But each player, I think, is allowed a certain amount of
tickets
every day.
Yeah.
Or the day of their matches, at least.
And a coach doesn't need a ticket to go and watch someone else's match. They've already got a pass, so they can get into the stadium. Perhaps sometimes near where the media sit, we all have passes to the courts.
Yeah, and Dimitrov missing another forehand long. And on the serve of Jannik Sinner, just broke in the opening of the second set. Now in line to consolidate the break. 40-15, 6-2, one love.
Sinner serves. Down the tee, Dimitrov chips it back on the backhand. Then he goes deeper with a harder, full strike on the backhand. And again, as he goes straight down the middle of the court, Sinner leans into a forehand, opens it out, inside out, and Dimitrov nets the backhand.
Yeah, it's just pushed way too much. The pace, the depth is really hurting Dimitrov. He's not finding any answers right now. I really think they should drop shot more often. Bring, you know, or even hit down the middle short. Bring Sinner in. Do something different, because from the baseline, Sinner is just a metronome.
He's not going to... It doesn't look like he can hurt Sinner from the baseline. It's got to be something different, as Sophie Amiak says. Talking of getting tickets for people, of course, Alex de Minaur has a super little fan, a young fan who's been watching his last couple of matches here. De Minaur into a quarterfinal of a slam for the first time, plays Alexander Zverev tomorrow. And there's a young boy who's been cheering him on all the way through, and de Minaur reached out to him on Twitter and found him on social media and got him tickets for the next match, and he is guaranteed that he's going to be watching the next one against Zverev, because he is his good luck charm.
Well, let me tell you, this is exactly what the personality of Alex de Minaur is all about.
Yeah.
And he's just such a gentle man.
That's right. Big cheer in the crowd as they try to get Grigor Dimitrov going. He's love 30 on serve. Forehand flying over the baseline. Sinner just waits about 10 feet behind the baseline to return. A good first serve from Dimitrov. Should put the forehand away, and he does. Dimitrov definitely needs the crowd's help.
It feels like the crowd just woke up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was nap time, obviously, after lunch, and here they are.
They just realised that Dimitrov needs a little bit of a lift. A bit cloudier overhead. Serve down the tee is an ace. Grigor Dimitrov, third ace to the Bulgarian. He hasn't needed to yet. Winner of this one, of course, plays Carlos Alcaraz or Carlos Alcaraz or Stefanos Tsitsipas. Those two playing in the ninth session this evening. Alcaraz thinks he has the key to beating Tsitsipas. He's never lost to him. Tsitsipas knows that he talks about him like that and doesn't like it. It'd be interesting. But then again, last year, Alcaraz obliterated Tsitsipas. So something a lot to be done for Tsitsipas tonight to change that head-to-head around. Game point, Dimitrov. Might be a big cheer if he gets this one. Good first serve. Return is missed by Sinner, and indeed the crowd give Dimitrov a nice big round of applause as he gets on the board in the second set. But it's Sinner who leads 2-1. And there's an email about Alex de Minaur from Richard in Brisbane. He said, currently just 9 degrees, a bit chilly there. Do you think Alex de Minaur is a genuine threat for the title and a possible top five player? I sense he's going under the radar here in Australia, even though he was on primetime TV last night. I feel the Nick Kyrgios factor has taken a great deal away from any larger national presence he might have had. But who knows, perhaps that's a good thing. Thanks so much for your spectacular tournament coverage, and even more so for the lovely company you provide in the wee hours. Oh, thanks, Richard. That's very kind of you. What do you think about de Minaur as in the bigger picture?
Well, I mean, I do think that for his size and what he has done already is pretty incredible. First of all, working a lot harder physically to try to gain muscle mass, to try to get more power and more explosiveness. He's the, or probably the top five, at least top four, I would say, as far as speed on the court, would you say?
Oh, he's maybe the first.
Yeah. And I do believe that the only thing that restricts him is the fact that the difference is that he doesn't have as much of a power shot, a huge shot, which you really require to have when you're playing at that level. But the dynamic is going his way because of the way that he's working on it to have more of a power shot, more of a shot that really hurts.
Exactly.
Listen, keep working at it. You don't know. No limits.
Sinner wins the opening point on his serve at 2-1. This is the first quarterfinal de Minaur's been in. He's improving, as you say, all the time. We were talking to Mats Wilander about this yesterday at the Legends launch of the Legends event here. And he was saying, you know, he just improves his game each year by a little 2%, 5%.
Yeah. You know, and if you keep, you know,
keep
this,
doing that, then semi-final is a possibility. A final, maybe. You know, you don't know. I mean, he's number 8 in the live rankings.
Yeah, what I love is also the mentality. He's such a good ethic.
Yeah.
You know, head on his shoulder guy.
So Dimitrov slices the backhand return off of serve of Sinner, then goes after a forehand. It is a little bit unlucky because Sinner was totally wrong-footed, and I think he's hit it long, but Sinner's not sure. He's nodded his head towards the umpire.
It's good, yeah. Sinner is like saying that it's right on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of joy here because that's the way that, you know, he might be able to win some points here just by slicing that return low, which Sinner cannot put as much, obviously, pace on it because he has to arch the ball back over the net with a bit of more topspin, can't go through the ball as much, and that is the opening where it comes to the forehand that he can maybe go and put that away with an inside-in forehand, which he did. Actually, cross-court, let's say.
Yeah, it was inside in, and
he
yeah, it was right, right onto the baseline. But I mean, this is how good he has to play to win points at the moment, hitting shots like that. But again, he plays the little short slice return, and this is a good one. Good knife to slice to the backhand of Sinner, who has to move across to his backhand side, and then up the line goes Dimitrov, same play as last time. This time he slightly overhits it. But that was better.
Yeah, but the demand is like to hit this kind of point every single time and eventually get, you know, a little bit more percentage towards your way and winning points that way. And it's so hard to do. It's hard to do in one game. It's you know, think about 3 out of 5 sets. Good luck.
Talked a little bit about the benefit of playing well on clay when it comes to moving onto the grass. And it's 10 years since Grigor Dimitrov got to the semis at Wimbledon when he beat Andy Murray as defending champion. That was his biggest moment at Wimbledon. And who knows, if he can carry this kind of form over onto a surface that he's sort of more naturally used to and prefers, he could be a bit of a threat to go to have another deep run there. Sinner, 40-15. Ball boy, the ball kids here, they throw the balls at, roll the balls at each other at like breakneck speed from 4 yards away. They've got to have good hands, these kids.
Oh, they have good hands. Look, there's it's very strict, really, selection.
Oh, Sinner thought he'd hit an ace, but it was a let, so he'll do it again. and the deeper Sinner goes into this tournament, the less people are talking about his hip, which was a big issue coming into the event, having, as Sofie Amiak said earlier, decided not to play Rome, which was a big deal for him, playing in his home tournament. He nets the backhand, back to 40-30. But so far, there's been no sign that if he is experiencing any discomfort, there's been no sign of that, or that it's affecting his movement, because he has been moving very well, and he moves incredibly well on a clay court, slides into those corners just as he does on hard courts. So far, so good for Sinner. Lead 6-2, 2-1 with a break. Game point for 3-1 lead. He serves 40-30, just misses long. Ball boy drops the ball off a 199 kilometre an hour serve. It's fair enough, really. Chip return again from Dimitrov, who plays the slice into the backhand corner of Sinner, who gets really low to hit at it. Hit it, then goes straight down the middle. Doesn't quite catch that one. Forehand also mishit down the line, and Dimitrov slices it short. It's awkward for Sinner, who has to come forward and hit a slice forehand. Then Dimitrov goes up the line with a backhand, and it's a winner.
Yep, he's got it.
It's fairly short for a down the line backhand, but it was good. It was good enough, and it's back to juice. Encouragement for Dimitrov again from the crowd. Oh, ball boy throws the ball to Sinner and it doesn't get him. It just moves away on the wind. So Sinner leaves it. And the other ball boy gets it instead. 2-1 juice. Sinner serving. Ace out wide. First ace for Jannik Sinner.
He's just refusing to give him a chance. I mean, he's yet to see a break point in this match, and it doesn't look like he's going to get one anytime soon, the way that Sinner is playing those important points right now. Absolutely ridiculous.
There are so few gifts coming from the Sinner racket. Any points Dimitrov wins, he has to really earn. Game point again. Sinner serves. Oh, first ace followed by a second ace.
You're kidding me.
Consolidates the break and leads 3-1.
That's the way to close the door, I will say. When you're just slightly in trouble, you pull off two back-to-back aces. Absolutely refusing to go down on his service games. Sinner so strong right now.
Yeah, looking remarkably comfortable. Please do keep your tweets and emails coming in. We'd love to hear where you're listening from and what you're up to, what temperature is. Twitter at @radio_RG and email frenchopenradio@fft.fr, and we will endeavour to get through as many of those as we can. As Dimitrov finds the sideline or the baseline on a forehand to open his service game at 1-3.
Yeah, numbers don't lie, as we mentioned often. 18 unforced errors for Dimitrov, 10 winners for 13 winners on the other side, and 11-4, so +2 on the column. That was from those last two aces, of course, from Sinner. Ooh!
Got an ace. Looks like an ace. Sinner's not sure. Yeah, yep. He's looked at the line, he decided, oh yeah, okay. I can see it now. No order of play out yet for tomorrow, which I imagine is probably, perhaps, because they're waiting to find out what's up with Novak, whether Novak's knee is okay.
Have we heard anything?
Nothing yet. Mm-hmm. But he was going to have an MRI scan today as Dimitrov serves and volleys for almost the first time in the match. And the return, though, is good. It lowered his feet and he puts the backhand volley long. Because we've got two women's quarterfinals tomorrow and two men's quarterfinals. And Djokovic.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
If he's fully fit, then they have to decide where to put him. So they'll need to know that first before they decide. But he should be getting the order of play fairly shortly, I would have thought. 5-4 local time. First serve missed by Dimitrov. backhand return from Sinner just pulls it into the backhand corner of Dimitrov. And then there is a gift from Sinner as he mishits the ball and it flies long. 40-15, Dimitrov. But this is the problem for Dimitrov. It's all very well getting these points when you're already a breakdown on your own serve. He's not having any luck when Sinner dials in on his own. A couple of game points,
though. I just had a blueberry. Delicious.
They are very nice, aren't they?
Did you bring that?
No, but I ate a couple while you were talking earlier. Tried to make sure that no one could hear me. Hold a serve for Dimitrov. 3-2, Sinner leads with a break. A few messages coming in. Alex says... hang on a second. Yeah, Alex says, hello both. Given Coco's rise, what's happening with Emma Raducanu? Can she come back? Alex from Montreal, where it's 33 and sunny. Well, Raducanu is due to play on the grass. She took, she skipped the Roland Garros because she decided that she wasn't ready.